Well, the sermon title is probably gives away partly where I'm going. Do you know you were a tree? And I was coming back from Yorkton yesterday. Amanda Curry, the minister at First Presbyterian in Regina, we carpooled together just to have some company, as well as, you know, save some emissions and save the presbytery some money, of course. We were there for the final service at Grace. And we were talking about sermon titles and how for some people they're really important, for some people they don't even bother making them at all. And I said when I was first starting to preach, I kept looking for clever sermon titles, whatever that might mean, and then realized that, well, that whatever cleverness is there is hardly the best use of whatever creativity I might have had. But I like this one. Did you know you were a tree? And of course, we're not really trees. But I wonder if you have seen, there's a particular kind of tree, and it's one that human beings put together. And it takes advantage of the ability that some people have, I suppose we could all learn it, to graft different kind of trees together. And so you can end up with an apple tree that has several different kinds of apples on it, because you take, I don't know, a Braeburn apple tree branch and you put it on a Macintosh tree and you end up having these different fruit on the same tree. And I don't know if you could put an orange in there or not, or whatever other kind of fruit there might be, but I know you can do with apples because I've seen pictures of it. And so you can have different fruit on the same tree. And so that gives you some idea of where we're going, because when we look at our Galatians reading, which is really interesting, we see that we have the fruit of the Spirit. And these are the fruit of the Spirit, which we'll talk about in a moment, are contrasted with a long list of really awful behaviors. And what I find interesting here is that depending on the translation you read, Paul says something like, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. And when you go down that list of sexual immorality and hatred and jealousy and selfish ambition, you will look a long time before you find a person who says, well, no, those are actually okay. These are just the behaviors that we have when we give in to our baser feelings, our baser nature. Everybody knows that these are not things that we should do. There's nothing on this list, I think, that very many people would find attractive. I'm sure if we look long enough, we'll find somebody who thinks envy is a good thing, for example, but probably not very many. And so Paul talks about these, saying, when we give into our sinful nature, which in this case, he's not talking about a carefully thought out sinning behavior. The sinful nature is just part of who we are. And it's that selfishness, it's that self-orientation that we all have, and it's something that we all struggle against to the best of our ability. And he contrasts that with the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is a very interesting little passage, a very interesting phrase, because the fruit of the Spirit isn't the same as the gifts of the Spirit. When we look at the various lists of gifts, of maybe being an apostle or having the gift of giving or helping people and those things, we see that those are discrete things. And some people might have more than one gift, but each gift is its own thing. The fruit of the Spirit is this whole list. And what we become, if we want to continue to push the metaphor, is that we have a tree, that's us, that has all of these fruit on it, not just one or two. And one of the interesting things also about fruit and about trees is that fruit trees just produce fruit. They don't work for it in the same way that we might work for, I don't know, a better attitude or whatever else it might be. If you plant a fruit tree, if it has enough water, if it has enough nutrition in the soil, it's going to grow and it's going to produce fruit. It can't not. The only way it doesn't produce fruit is if it's prevented from producing fruit by not enough water, by planting it in, oh, I don't know, Regina mud, which seems to be what's underneath the grass on my yard. Well, I don't know, grass might be going a bit too far. Underneath the green growth on my yard, whether it's dandelions or grass, it looks pretty at a distance, and that's good enough for me. A fruit tree simply produces fruit until it is prevented from producing fruit. And that's one of the things that we can take from this analogy into ourselves. When we move into this relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by this same Holy Spirit who puts the fruit of the Spirit within us, we will experience this list: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Because that's who we are now. That when we're in this relationship, when the Holy Spirit is alive and real within us, as is the case for all of us who are in this relationship, who are connected to God, these things come, in a sense, whether we want them or not, but we can get in the way. In the same way that if you've got a fruit tree that's growing too close to your house, or one of the branches is getting in the way, if you cut that branch off, obviously that branch isn't going to produce fruit. But the rest of the tree still will. The way fruit trees work is they produce fruit. Maybe not as much as in one yard or another, but they produce fruit. And that's who we are. That as believing people, as Christian people, we are people characterized by love, joy, peace, patience, and all the rest of the list. One of the things that we see in the beginning of the church, when you look back at Acts, people notice there is something different about the followers of the way, which is what it was called then. And what was different wasn't that they wore special clothes, and it wasn't that they met in a special building or even a special room. What was different was that they cared for each other and for others. That their behavior set them aside from other people. And when we read accounts, either in Acts or when we read accounts in church history of what was the characterization of the people who followed the way, we see behavior in this list of kindness, of gentleness, of self-control, of being the kind of people that we want to be around. I mean, look at these two lists. Who do you want as a neighbor? The first list or the second list? I think it's pretty obvious which one we want. We like being around people who are characterized by joy and peace. I know I certainly like being around people who are patient because I make mistakes all the time. I get people's names wrong. Heaven help you if you ever ask me for directions, unless it's to my house. It's just not one of the things I can do, so I try not to. But, you know, I like being around patient people, and I think you probably do too. And one of the interesting, really fascinating things for me is when I realized, as this had become part of who I was without even me really noticing, is people telling me one of the things they liked about me was that I was patient. And I thought, how did that happen? When I was younger, I was really impatient with myself, with traffic, with people, with weather, with everything. I wanted everything the way I wanted it, and I wanted it now, thank you very much. And without putting together a program of, I don't know, patience implantation or something on myself, I became more patient. And this isn't just because I got older and more tired. It's because I became a different person. The fruit of the Spirit happened within me without me really working hard to make them happen. And some of them, like patience, happened without me even knowing. I mean, it's been a long time now since I've understood that this has been something that's grown within me. But for a long time, when people told me I was patient, I often had a little argument with them. I said, well, no, I'm not. But as I've said before, I'm not always the best person to judge my own behavior. And when somebody sees this in me now, I just rejoice that it's happened. And it happened because the Spirit said, you are one of mine. You are a tree that's going to bear fruit, and these are the fruit you will bear. All of these. I am more peaceful now. I'm more good than I used to be long ago. The goodness part, I must admit, I did work pretty hard at because I was tired of being a not good person. But it grew beyond, I think, my own abilities. And being peaceful, being at peace with other people thinking other things. That's slightly different for me than patience. But being at peace with letting other people hold different beliefs about things that don't matter as much, you know, politics and sports and all of that stuff. And to just say, that's okay. That came from the Spirit. It didn't come from me. And so not only are we fruit trees, but we're fruitful fruit trees. That the Holy Spirit has put within us this growing into who will be when we're our best selves. Because once again, looking at those two lists, the first list, nothing in there is about our best self. But the second list, that's the kind of person we want to be, and we want to be around people like it. And it's happening. It's happening to all of us right now. Because the Holy Spirit comes within us and changes who we are, not turning us into something that we're not, but turning us into the best of ourselves that we can be. So I don't know that I would think that this is what the person was getting at. I remember the first time I heard this question, it was put towards an athlete before the Super Bowl. Seriously, somebody asked them, if you were a tree, what kind of a tree would you be? And I remember thinking then, that was a foolish question. In our case, the answer is we're a fruit tree. And we get all of the fruit of the Spirit growing within us. Yes, we can interfere with that growth. We can try to be impatient, and we can let ourselves be impatient. But overall, we are growing in the fruit of the Spirit more and more every day. Because the Holy Spirit wants us to become our best selves, wants us to become who we were truly created to be. And that's what we're turning into as we look for and enjoy the fruit of the Spirit within us all. Amen.